This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bailey. Desperate for food, water, and shelter, survivors of Hurricane Dorian, which pulverized the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm, were anxiously awaiting relief Friday as teams searched through rubble of collapsed homes for bodies. Thousands of people were left homeless on the islands of Grand Bahama and Abaco, and many were becoming frustrated with the speed of relief and evacuation efforts. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis addressed the crowd of people at a port waiting for boats to take them to Nassau.
So I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time.
At least 30 deaths have been reported from the monster storm, but hundreds, perhaps thousands, are still missing, and Bahamian officials said that the final toll could be staggering. Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule in 1980, died early Friday. He leaves a complicated legacy. Some hailed him as a liberation hero, but others say he destroyed the economy and terrorized the people. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungo. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
And this is VOA News. Officials said Friday Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties. U.S. chief negotiator Zalmi Khalilzad told an Afghan television station Monday that his team of negotiators has drawn up a draft agreement that, if approved by President Donald Trump, would allow 5,000 American troops to leave five military bases in the country within 135 days. Khalilzad has said the deal would also require the Taliban to engage in intra-Afghan talks to discuss a permanent ceasefire and future power-sharing settlement. In the week since military and civilian leaders in Sudan signed a landmark power-sharing agreement, heavy rains caused flooding along the Nile, damaging tens of thousands of homes. Although the political instability has created extra problems, many victims say the revolution has strengthened their sense of humanity and community. In Khartoum, Isha Sarai has more.
As political negotiations continue in Khartoum on the formation of a new government, thousands of houses were swamped by waters from the Nile. As Sudan's new government is still forming, local aid organizations are unsure how and when state aid will be made available. Some victims, like Mohamed Salah, say that as the country waits for its legislative body to be formed in the wake of months of protests, the general sense of community in the country has increased. Salah says that the political change has resulted in social change. He notes that the youth who opposed the government have also in some ways replaced them, stepping up to help flood victims and deliver aid. The rains have eased, and the floods in some areas are beginning to recede. Many Sudanese hope the country's political crisis will do the same. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Britain's House of Lords approved a key bill which is designed to prevent the country leaving the EU next month without a divorce agreement. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Parliament's unelected upper chamber has voted for the bill, which has already been passed by the elected House of Commons. The law, backed by opposition lawmakers and Conservative rebels, compels Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the EU to postpone Brexit if no divorce agreement is in place by October 19. It will become law within days once it gets the formality of royal assent. Johnson has maintained Britain must leave the bloc on the currently scheduled date of October 31, even if there is no deal. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.